So let's put on some music and let's start with our park benching right here. Now imagine for a moment a house. We've got a large house with many, many rooms. We've been exploring these rooms and remodeling them and changing them around over the years. Particularly since you began this journey, and I'm going to digress for a moment. This is not a spiritual journey, what you're on. Sometimes that can be such a distraction because people think they're on a spiritual journey and then they think they have to act spiritual. They think they have to or can't eat certain things. They have to act a certain way. They have to be oming and ahming all the time, and they have to be nice to everyone, and they can't smoke or drink or anything. That's not spiritual. That's a game. That's another number on the board. That's all it is. It's another number or a combination of numbers. And the interesting thing is, so often, not always, but so often, when people are being spiritual, they're battling things within themselves. I mean, as simple as saying, well, your spiritual cult doesn't allow you to eat sugar, and now they're battling that. Sugar's somehow bad. Why? But sugar's bad, and now they're battling. So it's really not spiritual. And what we're doing isn't spiritual. What we're doing is simply about consciousness. It doesn't matter what you eat or drink or how profane your language might be or any of that. It's not about that. Not about trying to fix yourself or work off rough edges. All of you are, by nature, you're pirates. So no, this is not a spiritual experience. Metaphysical maybe, but it's really about consciousness. So as you come back to the spiritual, or the as you come back to the zero point, don't worry about being spiritual. We're not. So you've got this large house, and you've been roaming around in it, experiencing in it. It's kind of a symbol of your body. It's a symbol of your mind. I guess you could say the basement and the attic are symbols of subconscious and superconscious. But this has been your place, and you spend a long time now trying to figure it out. How do you fix it up? How do you make it work for you? Oftentimes you didn't feel like you owned it, that it belonged to somebody else. But particularly now in these past, 20 years that so many of us have been together for, or however long has it been that you've been with Crimson Circle, there's been another room that's being put together. And it's not one that the human planned and designed and has to go in and build. It's not one that the human has to go out and get the wood and materials for and get a hammer and nails or down on your knees putting in tile. It's not like that. This is a different room in your house. I'm just going to simply call it the zero room. It's being built on its own. All the work you've been doing, all the dedication you've had, it's just being built on its own. It becomes a permanent addition to your house, to you, to your body, to your mind, to your life. And this room is different than the others. It doesn't have solid walls. Doesn't have windows because it doesn't need it. Matter of fact, it's really not like any of the other rooms in your house. It's just light. It's just awareness and consciousness. And for a long time, this room has been under kind of a metaphysical construction. And sometimes you're aware of it, sometimes not. Sometimes you wondered what you needed to do to build this room. But for the most part, it was, just keep your hands off of it. Let it be built itself. It's the room of divinity. You've allowed it to be built. Who's building it? Well, you could say the master, the I am, it doesn't really matter, but it's yours. The room of light, the room of divinity, and it's that thing that shines. It's that thing that is radiance. And in this room of divinity, there's no agenda. It's never going to tell you what to do. It's simply going to shine a light. It's never going to give you some get-rich-quick scheme, or it's never going to try to heal your body. This room has no agenda whatsoever. It is just light. But in that is everything. In that is all the potentials. And now, here, as we start this series, I'd like you to go find that door to the room. It's there, it's in your house. Your house, again, a metaphor, a symbol of your body and your mind and, well, you in this life. I'd like you to go find it. Walk around the house a little bit. There's a door. Behind that door is your light. Of course, this is all just a metaphor for something very, very real, but so many of you will realize that that door's always been there. I never really asked what it was for. Sometimes you simply forgot about it. You realize it's always been there, but it was kind of ignored. It was kind of slightly out of consciousness. But now, dear friends, it's time to open that door. Put your hand upon that doorknob or that handle, whatever way that door is designed to access, and then to take a deep breath and open that door. And let that light that is in this room, let it flood into the rest of the house now. You don't even have to walk into that room. You're welcome to if you want, but what happens now is you open that door and let that light flood in. It's the radiance. It's your divinity. It's not going to go in and try to change everything in the house, but it will shine a light so you'll see things and be aware of things you never were before. You realize how magical your own house actually is, how you forgot about it a long time ago. Let that light, let it shine into your own house. This is the first step in the art of benching. It's not about doing it for the rest of the world or other people right now. Well, we'll come to that, but in this session, it's about park benching for yourself. Coming back to your zero point, coming back to you, your core, your consciousness, and letting that light shine. You do it first for yourself. You do it first for you. There's a radiance that just pours into your body, into your thoughts and your mind. And again, not trying to change anything, not trying to make you different, but shining a light that you can see who you really are and what you're really made out of. You're not made out of all those numbers we talked about. You're made out of consciousness and in you. Let that light now come forth from that room of your divinity. This is what dissolves away the last vestiges of the issues that you are holding on to, that you are battling and fighting and insisting on. This is what flows into this whole thing if you've had abundance problems, and it flows in and it shows you that there really is nothing holding you back from abundance. It's not going to do the work for you, but it's going to show you that it never really was a real issue. It's just something you played with. It was another number on the board. And now you don't need it. Now you don't need it. Let that light shine into every part of you right now. Let it shine into your body. It's not going to try to change your biology, but it will make it very clear to you that, first of all, that old body that you've been lugging around really wasn't yours. And it'll shine a light to show you what you're real, what your true, what I call free energy body is. Let it shine into every part of your biology. Some of you may have an illness or disease or diseases and aches and pains. Just let it shine in. Let it shine in, because pretty soon Kutumi is going to be working with you on your real light body. Let the light shine in right now, so that when he starts working with you, you can easily and gracefully bring in that full light body. I know some of you have these, some demons in your mind. Demons in your mind. Those are tough. Demons like lurking in the darkness, meaning that they're there because there's not a lot of consciousness. They're in the dark. They're kind of unaware, very limited. But when you open that door now to that room of divinity, and that light shines in, the demons go away. They can't stand the light. They need to work in the dark. They need to work in unawareness. So you'll find that these demons that you've been putting up with, call them aspects, old voices that continue to try to beat you up, they can't stand the light. And it's you that's allowing the light in. They might be yelling at you to shut that door or telling you you're doing a stupid thing by letting the light in, but they're going to have to go away. They can only exist in the darkness, in a lack of awareness. We start the benching with you. A funny thing happens, you know, as you let that light in. Well, if you were standing outside your house, what you'd suddenly see is this illumination through all the windows of the house. You know how you see a house in the early evening? Sun's gone down, but the sky still has a little bit of light in it, and suddenly the lights in the houses start coming on. That's such a beautiful sight. And that golden glow just pours out of the windows in the house. It looks so inviting, so warm and safe in there. That's what's happening right now. If you were to stand outside your house and watch, when you open that door of your divinity, the light just flooded in, illuminating every part of your house, but shining out onto the yard. It really is this simple. You can make it more complex if you want, but it's as simple as saying, now it's time to let that light, that consciousness, into every part of you. And then standing outside of the house, you look around the neighborhood, the other houses, and suddenly you see their lights coming on, one by one, house by house, starting to light up the whole neighborhood. What a beautiful sight. Everything is quiet, peaceful, but how the lights start coming on. When you think at first that, oh, it's the neighbors, it's some other people, and getting dark out, so they're turning on their lights, but look again. It's not other people, it's other yous. It's your past lives. Because when you open that door in your house, it also opened a door in theirs. It's your past lives, your what you could call your future lives, even though you start to realize there's no such thing as past or future. They're just experiences. They're all numbers on the board. And you're the zero. You're the zero point. You're the core. And now these lights start turning on all around and on in the neighborhood, and the porch lights and inside lights and street lights. This neighborhood is all you. It's all your energy. These are your past lives, because right now, as you allow your realization and as you open the door to your divinity in this reality, it is illuminating all the other realities. It is illuminating all the other lifetimes. They are changing as a result. You are literally changing the past simply by opening the door to your divinity right now. When the streetlights come on, you can almost smell the magic in the air. What's happening right now as you do this is every one of your other experiences, aspects, lifetimes, even alternative realities that you really have no concept of in your human mind, but the other numbers on the board, the numbers that went up and down and sideways and randomized and just out there, every one of those now is subject to your light. It's not just this being in this body and this mind in this lifetime. It's all that you are. Feel into that for a moment. The simple act, the simple art of benching starts with you. Starts right now. And affects everything that you are. That light is pouring out into your energy. That light is pouring out into every experience you had and even the experiences you didn't have. It's changing everything. That's why I've said for so very long, you're doing much more than you thought you were. You thought you were just trying to repair or fix this human in this lifetime. Not at all. Light is going out to every part of you. Take a deep breath and allow it now to flow. Just allow it. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to force it. Just allow that light to go on. In this house of you in this lifetime, but now spreading throughout the neighborhood, down the block. Lights going on everywhere. every house representing a lifetime or an experience or a part of you, whether it's in this realm or another, and pretty soon all the houses are lit. It all started right here. At the zero point that you're at, coming back to zero, coming back to you. It all starts as you park bench. For you. I know it's wonderful to think about we're going to be doing this, shining our light for the rest of the world, but it's most important to do it here first for yourself. Let that light shine throughout you. Park bench for you right now. No agenda, no saying, here's what I need, here's what I don't have, here's what I'm worried about. None of that. Just light and consciousness and compassion flowing through every part of you, touching every part of your body. Going into every part of your memories. Every character, every personality, every persona you ever took on, even if, whether it was a life or an aspect or just something you did for a day, but that light now, from your park bench, from your ground zero, going out to every part of you. Not trying to change a thing, but simply saying, I am that I am, I exist. This is the art of benching. And this is why you chose to stay on the planet, eventually to shine that light out from your own home, from your own beingness to others who may or may not perceive it. It doesn't matter, but it starts here with you. Most people who believe in a past life, most people, they think that the past life is etched in concrete, written in stone, that it is what it is. Not at all. What's happening right now, in this very simple benching experience, that light is going out to every one of them, and their lives are changing. Their experience, their numbers are no longer on that linear left to right path, using a very limited number of numbers to create experience. Suddenly it all changes for them. Suddenly, instead of being stuck on a certain path, they're free. That also frees you. You've gotten this far, and I ask, I nearly beg, please, don't work on your problems. You really don't have any. Don't engage in duality battles. Oh, the rest of the world, they're really good at it right now, and there's a lot of it going on, but there's no need for you to do that. There's no battles, there's no causes. You are simply consciousness and light on the planet. Don't get caught in their dramas. Don't get caught in your old problems. Don't get sucked back into that duality. Come back to this park bench, your park bench. Come back to the zero point. I know at times it's almost seductive for you to get back into the old fights and the old battles, but don't. Come back to the ground zero point, right here, your park bench. Take a deep breath, and instead of battling with the problems or obsessing or worrying or anything else, take a deep breath and be in that light. That's it. Everything that you've considered a problem or a challenge, is it dissolves away. There's no more fight, and there's no more suffering. Let's take a deep breath here in our first group park bench experience. This one's for you. You open that door of the light of divinity of consciousness and let it then permeate throughout your entire house and then into your neighborhood and then into every part of you. That is the zero point. That's what the park bench is for. Yes, it's pretty simple, but you have to go through a lot to get here. It's pretty simple indeed. So this is what we're here for. Not to solve problems and not to obsess about issues and not to worry about politics or not to struggle with health issues or money. Those are gone now. Those are behind you. We're here for the art of benching. With that, dear Shambro, take a very good deep breath. Take a very good deep breath. We'll come back in a month, and we'll continue to do our benching and talking and entertaining, but this one today is very special. It's all about you. With that, I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain on my park bench.